You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
There's a woman who went into the bathroom at a Pizza Hut location, and she claims that the toilet is haunted in there, which most of the time I would scoff at that, but I think she's onto something.
Yeah, so I'm at Pizza Hut, and I had to use the bathroom, right? And for some reason, the toilet started crying.
That's the toilet. Pipes in the toilet are doing that.
Good Lord. What in the hell?
That is one of the craziest things. Now, I know pipes make noises and all, but damn.
She don't make them like that.
She stuck around a little too long for my liking.
For what?
For my liking. Oh. She stuck around to look.
Well, I bet
she's about to blow up.
I bet you she did it the first time and heard it do that and probably waited so she could flush it again to make the video to see if it would do it again.
You're so embarrassed.
It certainly sounds like it's about to explode.
Yeah. Like, dang, she went in on that Pizza Hut buffet.
Man, I would tear that up right now.
You know, didn't they bring that back recently?
Yes, I just found out, like, there's one in the area around us in Belmont that is now the buffet again. And I found out from my cousin the other day. I was very excited.
That was family. Big breaking news. Hey, guess what? There's a Pizza Hut location in our area.
I had to get the information from him. I was like, where do you want to go to lunch? He goes, I don't really want pizza. I just had the Pizza Hut buffet. I said, excuse me? Where did you have this?
Oh my God, I can't believe y'all didn't go to fisticuffs over him not telling you that.
I was hot.
Like, how could you not tell me?
I said, what?
And then he, especially if he said, well, I mean, I took our other cousin with me.
What? To the Pizza Hut buffet?
We're buffet cousins.
That's our thing. I want to find
you're
out.
You're dead to me.
Yeah. You know how much I love Pizza Hut.
Man, I used to just absolutely freak out on a Pizza Hut buffet.
And please. He said that now there's a problem with it. He says, you have to tell them what you want now. I was like, that's even better. What are you talking about? Like, they're not bringing them out all the time because there's less people that I guess nobody knows about it.
Yeah.
So they're not just bringing out pizza after pizza. You can be like, all right, give me this kind of pizza, and they'll do it. I was like, that's way better. What are you talking about?
And they put it out on a buffet. You have to get up and go get it, or they bring it to your table?
I think they still put it out on the buffet, but they're like, hey, what does everybody want? We'll make what you want and put it out.
Because, you know, there's a difference in all you can eat and an all you can eat buffet.
Mm. Yeah.
I like all you can eat where they keep coming by, and every time the server comes by, you say, yeah, I'd like a little more this or that would be great.
Like the Brazilian steakhouses?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I love those.
Yeah. Man, you bust your colon in one of those places.
For sure.
I mean, that's a lot of meat.
Yeah, oh, this one's a colon buster.
Yeah. And you know what's one of the things that I just cannot understand, I can't grasp, but when you go to one of those places, you all sit down and you pay, I mean, because it's pretty expensive, but you're getting good quality steak and chicken and all this stuff. Why anybody would start off with a salad? Like, yeah. Why are you going to fill up on salad? We're in here for meat. You can eat salad anywhere.
You don't get, do you get a salad at the pizza buffet?
Hell no.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, really?
No. I'm not interested in that. I'm there to eat pizza. If I order pizza delivered to the house, I don't get a salad with it.
Oh, I love this. Getting one, my first trip is always the salad, and I load it up with all that stuff, and then I go.
The play is no salad and no, don't eat the crusts of your pizza. That's my cousin's play.
To save space.
He's saving space for the good stuff.
The butt of the crust. Yeah.
That's interesting. So he just piles up the crusts and enjoys the good part of the pizza.
Yeah, he'll like normally when I go, I still eat the end of the crust, but I like dip it in some Alfredo or something.
Mm. So if you're not millennial or below, when they're saying don't eat the crust, it doesn't mean they're scraping the cheese and everything off of the pizza and eating it without any crust. They're just talking about the butt of the end part.
Yeah, part you hold.
The millennials and below call that crust the crust, where it's everything that the toppings are on is the crust.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah. That can't be my computer doing that.
Yours is the only one plugged up to sound, so I think it has to be.
But it's muted.
I've heard it all.
It's muted.
I don't know what's going on with it. it's haunted.
Huh. Well, that's a bunch of bullshit. But I like the butt of the crust.
I do too.
I treat that like a breadstick.
Yeah, that's what he was doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
especially if you go to a place that has like a flavor they can put on the crust, like mm-hmm. Like a Hungry Howie's, you can get garlic butter yeah. all over it and cheese.
Yeah, I don't need all that.
Oh, I
do. I just want pizza, plain pizza. You know, don't start throwing butter on it and you know any of that. I just want good old fashioned pizza.
DJ, don't eat pizza.
No, yeah. I don't waste pizza.
I don't waste pizza.
But what I was going to say is that makes sense, though, at the buffet if you don't eat that part.
Yeah, totally.
He has mm-hmm. no fillers. He's just like, I want the good stuff. I want the meat. I want the cheese and the sauce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like when people cut the crust off their sandwiches.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Like, you know, you make your sandwich how you like it. You eat your pizza or however much you want to eat of that pizza. I'm okay with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
But not crazed about it.
But when my kids were little and I would be making them sandwiches, and we had these little things that would cut, like you pressed it down on the whole sandwich and it would cut the crust off of it. But they wanted that because usually it was a fun shape or something. Yeah. But I didn't mind because I was eating that crust.
Yeah.
Because it still had peanut butter on it.
It's a lot of sandwich. My mom does those for like Christmas, little Christmas trees for the kids. Uh-huh. And yeah, I'm sure you're just chowing down. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I haven't been to a pizza buffet in a good while, mm-hmm. you know, as the kids say, in a minute.
Yeah.
You got a pretty good one up here, I think, right?
Yeah, there's a Village Inn pizza.
That's the one, yeah.
There's one in this town, and then there's a bigger one in the next town.
Up. Lincolnton?
Or? Statesville.
Oh, Statesville. Okay.
Yeah. It's right there on the interstate.
Village Inn's good.
Mm-hmm. But a Pizza Hut buffet is what I had growing up.
It's so iconic from the 90s and probably the 80s. I mean, it was such a big part of my mm-hmm. childhood, too.
And we had Pizza Inn as well.
I remember
Pizza Inn was the first pizza place we ever had in my town. And Pizza Hut came later.
Yeah. I can't believe you don't eat a salad, though. You like a salad bar, though, right?
Yeah.
Anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But not before the pizza buffet.
Like if I have to find myself in a Ruby Tuesdays,
sure.
Oh, I like their salad bar.
My goodness.
And there's a place, it's a locally owned place down here. It's called Big Daddy's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a seafood restaurant.
Mm.
And it's race themed, and it's got race cars on the roof and things like that. It's the same people that own Lancaster's Barbecue.
Okay.
That has the good wings and all that. And there's also a fancier restaurant they own called Jeffrey's. So they're restaurateurs in this town.
Very
but anyway, they have a good salad bar there. And, you know, like I said, Ruby Tuesday. But I never really go to places that have salad bars.
Yeah, I mean, it's a dying thing. I mean, you just don't see it that often.
Are you saying like you go to a CC's and you're going to get their salad first?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm... Oh, just going to CC's? No, I'm not doing that either. No, I'm just kidding. I like CC's. But do they have a salad bar?
Yeah, a little one. It's like they got tomatoes and lettuce. That's about it,
right? Yeah, no, I'm thinking of like the Village Inn place. We had one in Salisbury. Ate the salad. Oh, so good.
What all do you put on it?
Everything. Like things that I would never put on a salad at home. I want...
You want black olives and shit?
No, I'm not an olive guy. Okay. But everything else. Like I want a little bit of pasta salad on it. I want some cottage cheese.
Tiny corn?
Put on some tiny corn, some of that ham, cubed up ham. Ooh,
cubed ham on a salad?
Bacon, cheese, maybe even some sunflower seeds, who knows? And then just that good restaurant-style ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Just drown it. And hammer that, a bowl of that, and then do all the pizza.
Yeah, I'm lettuce, tomato.
Yeah, I'd put tomato in there too, maybe.
Bacon, ham. Cheese,
yeah,
ranch,
yeah, even hard boiled egg, maybe
a little bit of that.
Put that in there,
you know, make it a tiny chef's salad.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That was my favorite character on TV growing up, Tiny Chef. He played Tiny Chef, but I don't know. I think I could probably still kill it at a pizza buffet.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Do you leave more full? Is a Chinese buffet the most full you can feel after a dining out experience?
So. Yeah.
I'd say it's the Brazilian steakhouse or a Chinese buffet.
Oh, wait a minute.
You just feel so bloated and full.
Yeah, see, I don't. I know we talked about the Brazilian steakhouse earlier, but I really don't put that in the same category with a Chinese buffet. I mean, I look at that more like a fancier restaurant.
No, it is. It is.
But yeah, that, like, the first time I ever ate at one of those places was in Buckhead. Outside of Atlanta, we were at a conference, and some radio exec wanted to take us to lunch, and that's where we went. Ooh. And that is the most miserable I've ever been.
Yeah.
And especially since it was at lunch.
At lunch, that's crazy.
I know, and I was just...
Just hammering meats.
Sweat.
I think I was thinking that would be the top because it's just all meat.
Yeah.
And then right underneath it for me would be the Olive Garden Never Ending Pasta Bowl.
Oh, God. Yeah. I think that would probably be
pasta
be
and more. Meats together. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You're just stuffed.
No. Ugh. But if I go to a pizza place that doesn't mess around with unpopular pizzas on the buffet.
Yeah. That's always kind of a thing.
You know, how many people really have to have onions on their pizza?
Yeah.
And they always put that onion and jalapeno pizza out on a pizza buffet. And like, who eats that?
Supremes with olives on it and green peppers. It's like, no, thanks. You got to stick with the classics. You got your pepperoni, cheese, sausage, and, you know, get crazy from there. But those should be always on there and available.
And I think sometimes they should just make it, they should call it the cheese pepperoni pizza buffet.
Yeah.
Because those are the two most popular kinds. Just that's all you need.
Mm.
And maybe they could give you you could have a pizza bar thing to where if you got the cheese pizza and you wanted to put bacon on it or something, you could do it like you would at the salad bar.
Mm-hmm.
Copyright ATJ Inc. on that idea. Yeah, make your own pizza. They give you the basic cheese pizza, and then you put whatever toppings you want on it.
That's up to you.
Hell yeah, boiled eggs, same thing. Tiny corn, pickled okra.
Gotta have that damn tiny corn.
Yeah, you put pickled okra on a pizza. Hell yeah. God, that's a brilliant idea. I'm going to put that in place as soon as I get some money and some investors.
Just not, we need to not release this episode of Extra Extra Funny just to be safe.
Yeah, let's edit that part out.
You didn't hear nothing.
This is the Extra Extra Funny podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc.